This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Not anymore.
Sorry, we're discussing something that happened on the show. You'll hear it back, but we're still talking about it. The use of the word naughty by British people.
But it is, without a doubt, I think it's my least favourite word.
It's disgusting.
Rotten. It's awful.
Yeah. Naughty.
It reminds, okay, well, number one, it reminds you of like, in a non-sexy way, like, oh, you naughty girl.
Yeah, there's no way it can be not sexy.
Worse than moist.
I think people
I
need to get over
I
it about moist.
Because
I
get over moist.
I agree.
It's not that bad.
It's grand.
It really isn't.
And what? it's good if something's moist. And yeah. If you're not prepared to hear that, then maybe...
You described some chicken this morning as moist.
I did. Well, I said succulent. And did I call it moist? Juicy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad a word. Like, Pippa is the same. Pippa's always just like, no, it's such a gross word. It's actually not that bad.
Like, I feel like it's a real thing from the 2010s.
Yeah.
Like, let's move on.
Yeah. I was listening to Joanne and Vogue, I don't know when, a couple of weeks ago. And Vogue is obviously living in the UK now and raising her kids there. And she's like dying for them to like spend loads of time in Ireland so they don't pick up too much of a strong accent. And she's like,
I moved to the UK then.
Yeah. She said, I've had to start using naughty because they don't get bold. And she's like, I hate myself.
Do they not have bold in the UK?
No. When I moved over here, I was taught that bold would be...
What about this give out?
Yeah, no, it's...
Isn't that mad? They don't give out to someone in the UK.
You'll be told off.
Told off.
Told off. Told off.
I'm still getting used to the fact that whenever there's dinner at home, it's like, what do you want for tea?
Tea is cute. I actually kind of like tea.
I wouldn't be a tea... Jack would be like that because he's from Yorkshire and that's very... Like, what you want for tea, mate?
What you want for tea? Are you doing picky bits?
Yeah. But for me, dinner is dinner.
What are some other cultural things that he does that you hate?
What comes after dinner? Dessert, pudding.
Oh, dessert.
Pudding. Pudding's kind of cute. I know it's
so
English.
Yes. I'm a pudding man.
So my mom... Well,
pudding is a dessert in itself. Like,
it's like just weird goo.
Yeah, my mom was brought up in London, like Irish parents from Cork, but they brought up and like they had to have a pudding every night and they do like custard and like some sort of apple situation. And my mom always talks about my nanny, she'd like serve everyone and then she'd just eat it herself out of the saucepan. And I'm like, that is so pudding coated. That's real.
We do supper before bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Look, I don't know.
As like, kids, as I'd be like, "Mom, I'm starving. Just
that'd be like a little
longer.
Snack.
It'd be like a
You'd
biscuit,
have a little digestive buttered or something.
Just one biscuit and a cup of milk.
We used to do a double brekkie, so we'd all go back for cereal at like 8 o'clock before
we'd
bed.
Never do cereal.
Yeah, cereal at night, and we used to compete about like how small a thing can you put it in. We'd be like, put the cereal in an egg cup and like mix like three cereals.
Breakfast at night time is the best thing.
For
dinner, the other night I had. Baked beans, fried egg on toast, and it's like you can just do what you want as an adult, and no one.
Oh, it's beautiful.
There are no rules.
Throw in a couple of little sausages in there.
That's a fantastic dinner. For dinner is elite. Yeah,
dinner at breakfast.
Do you know what you miss there? Just one singular bird's eye waffle.
Oh yeah,
but with the toast, that's
grand.
Just,
double it up.
You double down it.
If you want to be really gross,
that's another thing I never had: dippy eggs. Never had that.
Egg and soldiers.
Yeah.
They're so good. Make that for
yourself. You said
that
about fish fingers. No, did someone mention fish fingers?
No one mentioned fish fingers.
What did you say like 2 seconds ago?
Waffle. Bird's eye waffle.
Bird's eye. I heard bird's eye. I think fish finger.
I would have called, what's the soft boiled egg where you dip the toast in?
Is that
runny egg? Yeah.
Dippy egg.
Yeah.
Dippy egg is very cute.
Chucky
air law.
Yeah.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's the story with
what's
you?
Happening? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest day of the week.
Oh, we love an old Tuesday around here. Guys, you know, look, I do boxing classes and I've been on a really good run of them lately, as in I haven't been bailing or sleeping through a class or anything that I've booked in. So it's all going really well at the moment. And as I'm away on Friday, I was trying to use up the last of my credits. So basically, and the space that I'm with.
I hate the credit system. The credit system is the worst. Sorry, I know to cut across you, but my God, it's the worst. Just let me pay for the bloody class. I don't want to pay for 17 classes at a time.
But it's cheaper.
No, I don't care.
And then that's your admin done.
Oh, I hate it so much.
Dave, come on.
I've no real issue with the credits, but I suppose I've been trying to use up my remaining ones, say, because I'm off and going away on Friday, say, for example, for the month.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Jack, my boyfriend, also is after getting really into it, and it's really good just because...
He's go together.
I know. I can't believe I work out with a boy.
That's so cute.
It's so weird.
I love it.
I was like, I can't believe I, like...
Like things. Me and Pippa have gone to yoga, but we've never gone to boxing.
Yeah, like the sweat would be dripping off my nose. Ooh, and he's like, go on.
Yeah, I love that. That's so cool.
I like that you said nose. Because, you know.
Because what?
I don't know.
Anyway, we show up last night. And there's a class at 8:30. And again, like I said, try and just use up the classes before we go. And it's only, we arrived like 5 minutes early. We're sitting in the car and Jack's on the app just reading up about the class. And he went, oh, we've messed up. And I said, what? He said, this specifically says for advanced boxers.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yeah, right. And I'd already left my Apple Watch at home. So I was like, what's the point? Be here. And, so I get in and I know Sean, like one of the lads who runs the place, I said, I'm after messing this up, I think like I'll happily just leave it off. And he was like, no, sure, you're advanced boxers by now. Well, I said, Katie Taylor, who I have arrived. But it was great. It worked out class for me because there was all these brilliant boxers, right? This was like the creme de la creme of the Boxing Academy, obviously go to this class, right?
Wow.
They even hold their own pads. Just the way when you're sparring, like, they're so advanced that they can hold them for each other. You don't even have to be a trainer. They're that good, right?
Oh.
But it was great because I was under the illusion that I was advanced enough to take on this class. And then he says to me, yeah, Emma, you're going to stay with me for this. And I was like, oh, okay.
How was Jack?
Jack was off with the lads giving out welly, loving life. But I essentially got a 45-minute PT from the trainer.
Class.
He had to protect me from it.
Oh my God. But also, it was
Scarlet.
That. But it was. It was like, and now Emma Nolan, up here now, sit beside me. Come
Emma,
on.
Your teacher's special help.
I know. And every time we were on and off, so I'd be doing a round with him. And then, you know, the rest of them would be swapping with their partner. But obviously, I didn't have that. He'd be like, go out there on the exercise bike for the minute that we're doing.
Stop.
We'd be out there cycling away, loving life.
Well, to be fair, all the professionals do take a break from the boxing ring every now and again to, you know, hop on the bike.
That's it. That's,
always the bike nearby.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
How are ya?
Hey, what's going on? I want to talk very briefly about a woman from Westmeath, right? She's not really the whole point of the story, but she is a part of it. Her name is Emer O'Donnell. She was travelling around Cambodia with a tour group, and she visited the Apopo Visitor Centre, which is basically a place where they train rats to detect landmines.
Oh, right. Like, well done, rats, but I have no interest in visiting them.
Okay. Westmeath-coded.
Very Westmeath-coded. Yeah, these are giant pouched rats, and because they're so light, they can safely walk over landmines without setting them off, right? Basically, they're trained to sniff out explosives and signal to their handler that they found an explosive, and then they get a treat.
Legend. They get a treat?
Yeah.
Where does the pouch come into it? What's a pouch rat?
It's a pouch rat. So it's not like a normal rat that you'd see, like, in the streets and the bins and stuff.
Oh, it's one of those pouched rats. It's one of the.
It's a type of rat.
Oh, grand!
You know I
kind of
but
more,
I don't want to look.
It kind
a
of
rat.
Looks more like a guinea pig or something.
Got a little fanny pack on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, exactly. So Emer said they were shown a demonstration of how the rats work and learned about the training process. Right, the rats are basically trained in Tanzania before being sent to Cambodia, where they, you know, basically have to sniff out landmines and things like that, which were left from the civil war back in the late 1990s. Now, I know this sounds like, God, this really isn't a Spin 103.8 story.
It's what Princess Diana would have wanted.
What? Oh, she loved landmines, didn't she?
She loved stopping them, yeah. She was delighted that the rats have taken over.
Well, at the end of the visit, people were given the chance to sponsor a rat in this centre.
She loved that as well.
Yeah, she
loved a bit of charity.
She loved a charity and she loved a rat. So at the end of the visit, people were given the chance to sponsor a rat. Emer chose to sponsor one called Ronan.
Okay.
Since then, Ronan has gone on to detect over 100 landmines.
Go on, Ro.
And unexploded devices, making him the most successful mine detection rat in the history of the Apopo charity.
That's right? Class.
He's even been awarded a Guinness World Record.
Ah, Princess Diana would have loved it.
Loved it. So I was reading this and I thought, okay, so basically what the story is telling me is a rat has found 100 landmines and somehow we have managed to connect it to Ireland.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
When it has absolutely nothing to do with us. Mm. Your one gave a bit of money. They assigned her a rat, which was Ronan. Turns out Ronan's fantastic.
And now we in Ireland are celebrating this rat.
And now we're like, classic. Yeah, now listen, we'd be good at that now ourselves, yes. You know? Yeah. We'd be very good at that. So,
Ever going to cop on, do you think?
No, never. No. Not at all. So I always think, get the Irish angle in. Mm. We did nothing but just make sure and get the angle in. So without further ado, here are some hero animals in the world that have tiny, insignificant connections to Ireland.
Oh, yes. Love it.
I want to talk to you about Kandula the elephant in Sri Lanka, right?
Thank you.
She helped rescue children during a tsunami in 2004 by leading them to higher ground.
Legend. Oh, go on.
A zoologist who wrote a paper about Kandula once studied abroad at Trinity.
Yes, yes! Go on! Go on! That's the stuff! That's it! Sorry, that sounds like I went to Trinity. I absolutely did not.
Britannia, the search and rescue dog in the USA, took part in 9/11 recovery efforts in New York. Her handler's grandfather was from Donegal and still has a cousin there, and they've been meaning to visit.
Ah, go on! They'll get there one day. They will.
Cher Ami, a World War One homing pigeon in France. Cher Ami delivered critical message that saved nearly 200 US soldiers during World War One despite being wounded. Cher Ami was stationed in the US Army 77th Division, which included many immigrants from New York City, a city with significant Irish-American population.
Oh, brilliant.
Excellent. Do you want one more?
Yeah,
okay, well, the Irish war horses in World War One. Thousands of Irish horses were conscripted into World War One, serving in various capacities such as transporting supplies and soldiers. These horses were sourced from farms and fairs across Ireland, highlighting the country's contribution to the war effort.
Is there anything they won't take?
You are welcome at the world. Where would you be without us?
That is an absolute fact. Of all names I'd give a pet, I wouldn't call a rat Ronan, though.
Ronan the rat is perfect.
I suppose.
So I did an important bit of life admin yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I went for my dentist's checkup.
Oh, well done.
Thank you
That is
so
a big
much.
Girl thing to
round
do.
Round of applause, round of applause. No, oh, thank you so much. Oh, God. My God, unprovoked as well.
The three of us have had our teeth cleaned in the last month.
Oh, my God.
Aren't we gleaming hygiene pros? Callum?
I got three wisdom teeth out last year, so I'm scarred for a while.
Yeah, you don't
That's
need
fine.
To go for
That's
a while.
Fine. That's
no,
fine.
I'm all good.
That's tough going. So I've spoke about this a little bit before on the show. I worked at a dentist before working here, doing social media management, not doing extractions or any dental work of any kind, if anyone's worried about that. But so I worked there for about 6 months. And while you're surrounded by dentists all the time, it actually is kind of awkward to book in with one, and
of course,
like you'll be chatting in the staff
when you work
room.
With them.
Well, yeah, like because I'm like, what? I don't know what the rules are. Are you above doing a checkup? Like, what do you just do? Like, you know, implant surgery.
It's almost like if you worked on reception at a hairdresser's, and it's like, I want to get my hair done, but I don't know who do I go to. I don't want to go outside of here, but who do I pick?
Exactly, and everyone's coming up to you being like, oh, this would be gorgeous on your hair, but like you're like, but where do? Will you do it now? So while I was at the dentist, I did get my teeth cleaned, I got teeth whitening and I got Botox, but I did not get an actual proper
Botox
checkup.
At the dentist.
Oh yeah,
I did not
dentist
know that.
Administered dentist. Botox.
Dentists are some of the best to do it because they know your face and your muscles so well.
I was thinking your forehead looks amazing.
Not anymore. I need it checked up again, but thank you so much. But then I thought, right, let's actually get these teeth checked. That's what we're here to do. That's what it's all about. So there's this dentist, Dr. Lisa, who works at Truly, where I worked, and I love her. And I was like, maybe I'll ask her. But I don't even know how to book in because I didn't really learn the ropes while I was there at all. So I kind of sent her a little voice note asking her to be my dentist, and it sounded a bit like this. I'll play it for
Hey, girl.
Now.
Hey, girl. Hope you're having a lovely Tuesday. Come here. I feel like I'm asking you on a date. But would you ever do, like, an exam or a checkup for me? Like, it doesn't have to be soon or anything if you're really busy. Or maybe you're past doing exams now. I don't know. If you ever could. Or else I'll ask one of the other dentists. I just didn't really know who to ask. Yeah, I haven't been for one. But I did just go for my scale and polish last week, so they're clean. So I won't be rotten. Let me know. Hashtag no worries if not.
I was just about to say, you are the human embodiment of no worries if not. You're ridiculous. That's the most Fiona voice I've ever heard in my life.
Fiona! Be more brazen!
What? Clean my teeth now. Like, what do I do?
Somewhere in the middle is, hey girl, really?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
I guess.
Would you be free at any point to take a booking, you know, because that's how I...
To be fair now, Emma's... It's not fair because Emma went to a course on this. And Emma learned how to send an email. And I remember I was writing an email to a boss once and Emma came over my shoulder and went, no, delete that, add this. And it was honestly excellent.
I need that because I remember I was sending a text before I was like doing this play and I sent a text to the director because I was kind of pissed off. And I was like to Dwayne, I really showed him. And he looked back at the text and he was like, that is the nicest text he was ever sent.
Give us a vibe. give us a vibe.
It was years ago, but I was like, hey, shouldn't use his real name. Just wondering, I won't be able to make tonight's rehearsal. And actually, like, that was scheduled, like, really short notice. I can't remember, but I have issues. But anyway, the teeth are all good. I've been grinding in my sleep. The hustle never stops.
Yeah, we knew that.
Don't need any extractions, don't need any fillings.
Nice one.
We live to tell the tale.
What Dave mentioned was there was a company-wide thing for the girlos a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was about empowering you as a lady in the office.
And it empowered me as a man.
Hey, yeah, I'll tell
you
this much.
The first thing you have to cut out from everything is the word just.
Yes.
I'm just messaging to say, I'm just checking in.
Yes, I'm checking in.
Yeah, I want to know. Like, direct and straight to the point. Put on your big man trousers, okay?
And do you do that now? No justs?
Just to fall back in, so I need to watch. I need to check myself.
Every time there's someone on, like a caller on the show, that they go, "Oh, I'm just a whatever. I'm going to work. I'm just a clerical officer, or whatever it is." And Emma goes, "No, you're a clerical officer."
Say it proudly.
The word "just" is banned for you now, Fiona. Yes. Okay.
No, I support that. I'll be brave for you.
No, look, if not, no worries.
Oh, yeah, granted.
Yeah, if not, no worries. Yeah.
Whatever you think.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Welcome on in to our favourite part of the week. I think I can speak for everyone there. Certainly one of. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Thank God for that.
Okay, Top 10 Tuesday. This is where I give you a topic and your job is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be.
Hold on, let me get my notes. Hold on, let me get my sheets and my
pens
paper.
Pen's ready.
My sheets are already ready, teacher.
Okay, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
In the past, we have done the 10 most followed accounts on Instagram, the 10 last performers of the Super Bowl halftime show, and loads more. All right. Dave and Fiona, you have 3 lives each, and you'll take turns to try and complete the top 10 list. It's another kind of memory one this week, and I think you're both going to do quite well here, but then we say that every week, and we're always sometimes terrible.
Okay.
I want you to try and fill in the last 10 performers of gigs at Crow Park.
Crap. No chance.
You can do it. Now, this is great. We're not including the gigs that are set to take place this summer, and just to be clear, guys, we're not including the papal visits.
Oh,
okay.
What?
But they're the sessions.
We're looking this morning for the top last 10 performers of gigs at Crow Park. David Hammond.
I don't even know any.
Like, think. You were at some of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Robbie Williams was last. Was he not the latest?
I feel like that's happening.
No,
in the future.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, then my thing is Ed Sheeran.
All right. Yeah, that's Weddings Out, Ed Sheeran.
Correct, Dave. Ed Sheeran did 2 nights at Crow Park in April of 2022, and you, sir, were there.
Okay, so where?
You can put that at number 5.
Number 5.
Okay. Fiona.
Oh, how often do they do gigs there?
There's normally, I would say, a couple of summer gigs, at least.
Every year?
Yeah, they normally have a booking for a few big gigs per year.
Westlife?
Oh, Westlife.
At number 6.
Very
Westlife
good,
performed
Fiona.
2 nights in July of 2019, and I'm still raging. I was too up myself to go to.
That's because me and Callum talked about that on our date on Friday. Thank you.
That was my first time seeing Westlife.
Oh, beautiful.
Taylor Swift.
My life.
David Hammond. Taylor Swift is at number 9. She did 2 nights in June of 2018.
And I was also there.
Yeah, no one paid a ticket for that one.
Yeah, everyone in Ireland got free tickets that.
That's
remember?
When her reputation was literally on the floor on the Reputation tour, thanks to the Kardashians. Fiona.
Okay, so we're going back as far as 2018. Come here to me. What about...
I have to say you're missing out on a massive one that was so in demand at the end of last summer into last autumn.
Crap. Why can't we think
There's some real iconic names on this list.
Was you two in there recently or was that longer ago?
I think that was at the Vegas trip.
Yeah, no, I was at that. But I feel like they did Kroger not too long ago. I feel like they...
They're at number 11 in 2017. I'm sorry, Fiona.
You've lost a life. Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen played one night... In May 2024, he's at number 3, Dave.
Yes. Oh, wait. Oh, I know. Hang on. Garth Brooks.
Ah!
Fiona. At number 4, Garth Brooks played 5 nights in September of 2022.
5 nights or nothing.
Five nights or nothing.
Five nights or nothing.
What number is that?
That's number four.
Number yes. four.
So we're looking for number one, number two, number seven, number eight, and number ten.
Can I just deliberate, please?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi, how are you? You look really nice today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Michael Bublé?
Ooh, I'd say go for it because I honestly don't have a clue.
I'm going to go with Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé did One Night in July of 2019. He's at number eight. Well done, Dave.
Wow. That was great.
Dave, you haven't lost a life yet.
No.
No, Dave's flying it. Guys, you literally only have four to fill.
Oh... Like, would Beyonce be on it, or was that longer ago?
You know you are working against each other here.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. I could never do that.
I don't think.
You don't think she's in it?
Yes,
yeah. Who else?
Number 10. We're looking for someone who played in May 2018, May 2019, August 2024,
and between
August and September 2024.
That's so poor that I don't remember that.
August 2024.
I'd say people are screaming at the radio. Yeah.
Come on.
Are you going to bow out, guys?
Yeah, I actually.
I'm going to go with a random one. Is it Metallica by any chance?
Oh, wait, now I know.
Okay, Dave, that's not Metallica.
Oh, crap.
AC/DC.
There had to be some rock band. Yes.
AC/DC did One Night in August 2024. That's number two on the list. So, guys, you've done really well. We're only looking for number one and number 10.
And okay, seven.
Shall I bow out?
Seven?
Oh, number seven. Excuse me, yeah.
All right, I'm bowing out. I don't think I have it.
I'm shocking at this.
I really am. I'm so bowing out. Go on.
This one I forgot too, but at number 10, the Rolling Stones did One Night in May of 2018.
Ooh.
Number seven, you're both going to kick yourselves. A massive event. It was at number seven. Spice Girls did One Night.
Oh my God.
I never would have got that.
In May of 2019.
Was that seven?
Yes.
That was number seven. And number one, you're ready to actually kick yourself physically.
Don't. Go on.
Coldplay!
No! I was there! I was there!
Oh my God. Year.
For God's sake.
Hey, overall, I think that was really, really stellar work from you both.
It's really hard to remember
it's
all these.
It's hard playing games on the radio.
Yeah.
No one talks about it.
Here's someone I just wish would do it. It's Kendrick Lamar. This is Not Like Us on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Mr. Honda, he's a fan.
Officially the longest charting rap song in history.
Every time it comes on, I get happy.
Yeah. It's Kendrick Lamar and Not Like Us on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And we have just completed Top 10 Tuesday. This week, Dave and Fiona, their task was to complete the last 10 performers of gigs at Crow Park. And it was a toughie. Rolling Stones in there, Taylor Swift, Michael Bublé, Garth Brooks, Westlife, AC/DC, etc. You know Lucy, who works here in the office?
In marketing, yeah.
She's not happy. She's messaged, how the F are you getting Bruce Springsteen? Who even is Bruce Springsteen?
Oh,
and you're
Lucy.
Not getting Coldplay. What age is Lucy? Like,
I think she's
one or
11
like
or something.
Yeah. She doesn't even know who Bruce Springsteen is. I'm actually screaming at the radio here. Well,
and
sorry.
By the way, you listening, you may be thinking, God, she sounds like the worst person in the world. You're right.
Yeah. If you have not tapped your cowboy boot at a Bruce Springsteen gig, you haven't lived. And
who
I will tell
even
you that
is Bruce
face.
Springsteen? My God, Luce.
Ah, Lucy. Anyway, come here. Listen, this week on the show, we are teaming up with Vodafone, Ireland's most reliable network. Vodafone wants to show you just how enriching it is to connect with people and how it has the positive power to change the way you look at life, people and communities, ultimately inspiring us to connect more, showing that every connection counts.
That was deep.
Very deep.
I nice. Really felt the words.
Hashtag deep. They've given us €200 one for all voucher to give away every single day this week. Who's on?
Well, just to say, every day we've been basically listening to a stranger's tale. This is a story from a stranger about strangers. And there was a word blanked out and your job was to fill in that word basically for your chance to win that €200 one for all voucher. This is what you heard.
I was on holiday and I got talking to an American girl called Kaylee. We were out one night in a club chatting and dancing away and we managed to find ourselves in the VIP section. We turned around only to discover that we were dancing right next to Jason Derulo, who later joined us. Myself and Kaylee are still friends to this day and often find ourselves talking about that night.
I am such a bad dancer. The worst person I could ever be besides dancing would be the very talented dancer Jason Derulo.
Yeah, you'd typical. Be pushing him down another set of stairs.
Nicola standing by. Hello.
Hi.
Any crack?
No crack. Driving to work, if you call that crack.
Have you already had breakfast?
No, not yet.
No.
Are you going to have breakfast in work, anywhere. Nicola? What do you do?
I work kind of on the road. I install cosmetic parts into makeup brands.
Oh, very cool.
Very interesting.
I actually don't even... I'm actually no clearer as to what you do.
You install cosmetic parts?
Parts.
Parts.
Parts. So let's say there's a new foundation coming out in one of the makeup brands. I have to go in and put the fitting on the stand for that product to fit.
Gotcha. Oh, cool. And like all the branding and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're someone who might have your brekkie in the car.
I'm someone that skips breakfast. That's really bad, I know.
No, I'm the same, Nicola. I'm
set you up for the day.
I'm the exact same, Nicola. Just I always skip it. Always skip it.
All right, Nicola.
No, and if I eat a breakfast, I don't eat lunch, so that's why I don't.
Yeah, I'm the same. And lunch I really is the am the same.
Yeah. Nicola, we'd love to sort you with a €200 one for all voucher this morning. We were listening to a stranger's tale. Essentially, what was going on here is this girl was partying one night. She met this girl called Kaylee, and she ended up dancing with Jason Derulo. What was blanked out was the place that they were in, or the area that they were in. What was your guess this morning?
Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Let's check if you're right.
I was in Las Vegas on holiday.
Yay!
Very good, Nicola. Honestly, I didn't know what the answer was going to be, but to be dancing in Las Vegas with Jason Derulo sounds fantastic.
But how bad?
Well,
how
Nicola, bad? Now.
To celebrate, will you give us your best Jason Derulo?
Jason Derulo!
Oh, beautiful, Nicola. Beautiful. A €200 one for all voucher is all yours, Nicola. Have a fantastic day.
Thank Safe driving.
So much, guys.
Bye, Nicola.
Good
See
luck.
See you soon. Bye.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello to you. Hope
hey,
you're well.
What's good going morning. On? Happy Tuesday.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona with you.
I have a real niche addiction.
Oh.
Like a really, really
go
real
easy.
Niche addiction. I am addicted to buying things for the back of my phone.
I knew that's what you were going to say, because you have your little
stand
thing out, and you return. Yeah,
I have so many things for the back of my phone.
You need to calm down. There's no space left.
Okay, it's so and I know this, and you're probably saying, "What the hell are you talking about?" Right. So I have obviously my phone, which is an iPhone, right? And then I have a case for it, but the case is no ordinary case.
No, no.
The case has a little door at the back, which I put my cards in. It's like for my ID or for my Leap card and things like that. And
you're
then
literally,
it just
it's a modern version of like you know the way your mom, your auntie, or your granny
has one with all the cards.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I have that at the back.
The car in case.
Yeah, yeah. And then I also have this strip of metal on the back of it, on the back of the case, on the little door that opens for the cards. That's to stick to my car so I can see know where I'm going with maps and
can
things
I,
like
oh,
that.
Oh, sorry. So that was all part of the case?
No, no. I put that strip of thing on because I bought that.
Gotcha.
And then, that works, does it? Because I will purchase that.
Yeah, it works. It's great. And then I also bought this stand for the bottom of the phone. So when you flick it out, the phone will stand up vertically. Mm. And if you want it, it'll stand up horizontally as well.
That's good.
I've just recently bought one of the ring ones where you can put
pop
your finger
sockets.
In. Yeah, pop socket thing where you can put your finger in and it goes at the back of the phone case. And that's just kind of something to play with and also grip your phone.
Do you know what's mad? Once you get a pop socket, it's very hard to go back. I had a pop socket years ago and I got a new phone and haven't gone back. But it's such a weird feeling to pick up a phone that doesn't have a pop socket if you've had a pop socket.
Yeah, it's really, I don't like it at all.
Because you're doing like repetitive finger strain in your little finger because everyone holds their phone like this and supports it with their little finger and it's apparently really bad.
I think my finger has started to dip because of my phone.
Oh,
like, look at that ramp on my little finger. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
it's not right. It's literally bending from holding
it's
the phone.
It's bent from
Okay, buy whatever you need.
Yeah, I know. And then I also bought another magnet thing, which is like, it's another ring thing, but this one sticks to the aircon grids in your car.
Yeah,
oh,
perfect.
So I can put that on there. I have like six things for the back of my case.
It's funny, we were, you know the way sometimes in the office or wherever, you'd be like, oh my God, where'd you get that skirt? Like, I love it, to the girls. Our boss, Nick, yesterday, we were in a meeting and he put his phone on the table and Dave was like, where did you get that thing for the back of your phone?
Yeah.
Send me that link now.
It was so cool.
We're like, Dave, you need to stop. Yeah, there's too much stuff on there. Now when we're like, God, Dave's never off his phone. He's not even on the phone itself. He's just playing with stuff on the back of it.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Oh, gorgeous. Right. The sexy music is placed just so because we are asking on 087 711 1038 this morning, who was your irrational crush when you were younger? Who was that celeb that you thought, we will be together?
Mm.
I know he's married to Angelina Jolie, but he's going to leave her for me.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's mad how cocky you can get in your own head.
Oh God, it's just...
Well, it's just you're so sure of it.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, you're so delusional. Like.
Yeah, and especially when you're in your early teens and you just really, the hormones are flowing and it does, it sends you delusional and honestly, it sends you a bit dangerous.
Remember when Bieber was playing basketball in Bushy Park? I was like, why didn't I go down there? Like, we would be best friends.
Bieber was playing basketball in Bushy Park. You said that so impressively and so quickly. That's a really good tongue twister for the modern age.
But I remember being like, why didn't I go down? We would be best friends. It's that level of just pure mentalness.
Yeah, you're like, I'd shoot hoops with Biebs.
Yeah.
And then I'd move in with him.
Shoot baskets with Biebs.
Totally.
Bushy Park.
So the question is spurred from last week on Dave Ranks. Dave did a stellar ranking of High School Musical 1 songs.
Yeah.
And it awakened some memories in listener Chloe.
Oh my God, I literally thought I was going to marry Zac Efron as well. I had like all his posters on the wall. My auntie, I remember, like, she used to go over and visit like her cousin in America and she brought me back all these like Zac Efron stuff and I was like in love. And I remember like Googling everything about Zac Efron when I was younger, YouTube. I was obsessed.
I like the way she doesn't specify what the Zac Efron stuff her auntie brought back was. It could be like Zac Efron toenails, Zac Efron hair.
Exactly.
I saw a video on TikTok of some girl talking about the Jonas Brothers and how she used to kiss their poster and wore down the Joe and the Nick part, but the Kevin thing was absolutely fine.
Oh my God, Molly Malone's ditties of the like unproblematic teenager. I had a similar thing. So I feel like my niche was effeminate boy band boys who would never hurt me. Do you know what I mean? So it started off...
You want like the Louis of One Direction.
Yeah, so it started off very strong with Stephen Gately from Boyzone. So began my quest for men who would never be interested in me. Yeah, Stephen Gately was... We were talking about parents' jobs last week. Stephen Gately was in the back of my dad's taxi.
Stop.
Yeah, huge. Then I moved on to a band called A1.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I've never heard
in the middle.
Yes,
no,
yeah.
No, in the middle.
And they did a cover of Take On Me. And me and my friend Aisling, we used to cut out their heads and put them on little like puppets. We'd make like grown up ones, baby ones, and we'd put on shows with them
what
in our bedroom.
The voodoo dolls is going on.
Then I turned 14 and I moved on to Blazin' Squad, the 14 piece band from Chingford in the UK. And I had a poster of them right beside my bed. My bed was up against the wall and I would stare at it so that I'd dream about them.
I don't even know who they are.
It's embarrassing because I was too old to have this crush, but the hormones were still going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I thought and like lived and breathed to thinking about how if I just met Brax from Home and Away in real life.
Honestly thought you were going to say Barack Obama.
Him too.
Unproblematic King.
Yeah.
If I just could meet Brax from Home and Away, if you don't remember, he was one of the River Boys. It was when Home and Away got incredibly sexy.
Oh yeah.
And the River Boys were just incredible. Basically, at the time, there was, and I still think it kind of goes on, some of the Home and Away stars would tour clubs and places in Ireland.
Oh yeah, they'd be flat out doing Irish appearances.
I was working in radio at the time, so I had like limited but a few contacts.
Oh
right?
My God.
And I heard that in Kerry, Brax was over to do a meet and greet in Kerry, okay? This was early stages of my career.
Yeah.
I could have really got in trouble for this. I was like, hi, I work in a radio station in Waterford. We'd love to cover Brax's appearance in Kerry. Not relevant to Waterford whatsoever. Me and two of my friends obsessed got in my car, a little Renault Twingo that was falling apart. We drove from Waterford to Kerry over 3.5 hours. I lied and claimed they were videographers.
Amazing.
Just two random girls from school.
God.
We sat there in his presence and were utterly shocked on the journey home that we weren't on our way to Australia to live with him.
That is so
confusing. It was so confusing to us.
That level of delusion. Like, what were you thinking was going to happen when you arrived?
I don't know.
Like, sorry, this club appearance is cancelled. I need to leave with Emma Nolan right now.
Right, come here. What was your irrational crush when you were growing up? Get in touch. 087 711 1038. Your voice notes too, please, will be classed.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We are asking, who was your irrational crush when you were younger? Whose poster did you apparently kiss until
the faces faded away?
Faded off. Who did you dream about? Who did you envision a long-standing life and loving relationship with from completely unfounded reasoning.
Mine, is it okay that mine wasn't a celebrity?
Yeah.
No, we're just Looking for the rules here, irrational.
I was, I think, maybe 6, 7 years old, and so this was my very first crush, and it was my 23-year-old babysitter.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
I thought we are going to be together forever.
Of course.
By the way, I have not seen her. I don't know since she last babysat me when I was probably like 10.
So don't know, like 17.
Don't know if she's still around. Don't know if she's if her friends are listening. If they are, do not tell her this. Right? It's so embarrassing. But her name was Leanne. Right?
Yeah.
She always wore a ponytail. And I always, that's why to this day, it's my favourite hairstyle in the entire world. She wore pants that were so long that they went under her runners when she walked. And I was like, she is so cool.
Oh my God, the floor catchers.
And then she brought me to her house one day, just like in the middle of summer when there was no school. She brought me to her house and like her mom was like making lunch or whatever. And we played SSX Tricky.
Okay.
The snowboard game.
Right.
And she had the snowboard in her house and she hopped up with the pants that were like underneath the runners, and she like got like 100% score on the game, and I was like, you are the one for me.
So she was like a sporty girl.
She was like a guy's girl. Yeah, if I could have had a poster of her, oh boy would I.
Oh wow. You were like, Mom, Dad, do you want to go for dinner this weekend?
Go. We're going. Go on. Can we go to Leanne's?
I'm scared of the dark. I need Leanne.
We've voice note in here from Danny, her irrational crush growing up. It's a former X Factor winner.
Oh, go on.
Oh, who is it from? Danny.
Yeah, Danny.
Okay, who's a hot X Factor winner? Matt Cardle.
I'm going to guess Shane Ward.
Leona Lewis.
Alexandra Burke.
Oh, it could be
one of them. Yeah, because Danny could be male or female, or might be into girls or guys or girls.
I don't think it's Joe McKeldry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my girl guess is Alexandra Burke. My boy guess is Shane Ward.
I think it's Matt Cardle.
Okay. Let's see. Over to Danny.
So I had this big, massive crush when I was 15 years old. On the 2007 winner, Leon Jackson.
Oh.
I literally thought, I don't know what I was thinking, because he has jazz music. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but let's just say it wasn't trending then. I thought that somehow his jazz music would turn mainstream, collab with pop, be funky and cool, because I thought he was so good looking with his spiky hair and his charm, that I would like one day... meet him and marry him and all would be great and things would just be like worldwide super cool and that. Mm. Obviously that didn't happen.
Why not?
I love how her irrational desires are about his career taking off and not even about her being with him.
Let's remind ourselves of him. Honestly, anyone being talented and doing their thing is so
it just reminds you. I know someone out there listening is their one is Owen Quigg.
Oh, for sure.
Do you remember that?
Yes. When I started working in radio, I nearly fainted. I was so excited.
Oh, he'd be always around the place.
Yeah. Nick Cole is standing by. Who is your irrational crush, Nicole?
Perry from Diversity.
Perry the child.
The child with the afro.
To preface, was also a child.
Okay.
And Nicole, what was it about Perry that did it for you?
Well, I was a dancer as well, but like if I had to pick something, it'd probably be the hair.
Yeah, gorgeous hair.
Yeah.
So this is Diversity for Everyone. Am I correct? Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Dancing crew.
And 9-1 Susan Boyle, very iconic.
Was that
Susan
the year Boyle, they won? Did they win or did they come second?
They won. Susan Boyle came second.
Oh my God, a great year. What a great time for television.
Honestly, that was peak.
It really was.
And Nicole, did you have the posters? Like, did you write letters? What was the extent of your crush?
I actually won a competition to go and dance with Diversity in the O2 Arena in London.
Stop. Nicole.
So the fangirl was like peak.
Girl, you got to dance with him.
Yeah, there's like an interview of like me and Perry on YouTube.
Oh my God.
Okay, wow. So this is not irrational. Like, you achieved.
Yeah, you kind of got there.
You did that.
It was delusion for a good while.
Oh my God. Yeah. What was his vibe like? Did you talk to him?
Oh, yeah. They were all so chill. All of the lads are like unreal.
Stop. What was the... Ashley Banjo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a throwback.
And he went and judged loads then as well.
I think he's doing really good. Loads of bits now.
And what's Perry up to now?
He does a radio show.
Yeah.
He does a breakfast show.
Fun fact, they're on one of our sister stations in the UK called KISS. So they're actually called... colleagues of ours.
Sorry, can we organise Nicole to meet him?
Please.
Yeah, we got to get you on the phone, Nicole.
Perry actually does the breakfast show on KISS in London.
Nicole, are you single?
He's on Microsoft
now?
Teams, everybody.
No, oh my God. Nicole, I'm going to Teams him.
Nicole, we'll be back to you, right?
Nicole,
Unless at this stage you're happily married and you hate him.
I have a fiance and I'm pretty sure he does too.
Don't worry about him.
Just a ring on it.
Don't worry about that, Nicole.
He'll get off to my teams for you, okay?
Sounds good, guys.
See you on.
Good luck, Nicole.
Bye.
We can make it happen.
Absolutely obsessed with the fact that it's only us that wants this to happen. She has no interest in doing a Zoom. She's gone home to her fella going, I think I have to do a Zoom with Perry from Diversity.
Spin want me to.
Spin want me to do it. I don't know. I shouldn't have texted it. Sorry.
We'll make it happen whether you like it or not, Nicole.
Yeah, it's happening, Nicole.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin with Pausa. Good morning.
Morning.
Speaking of Pausa. Uh-huh. Kind of-ish. That's a bit of a reach. But yesterday afternoon when I got home, I was just admiring where the dog's crate is. Basically, we live in a tiny little house. It's a rented house or whatever.
Do you have a dog?
Not yet. And his crate is in the kitchen and it takes up a lot of space, doesn't it? And they're such ugly-looking things. But it was kind of at the door as you go into the utility room and it was really awkward. You were kind of squeezing past.
Will he always have the cage?
I think eventually he'll move away from it, but at the moment he loves it in there.
Right.
But I moved it under the kitchen table when I was cleaning the other day, and I was like, it's actually really nice in there. It looks really cozy. Mm. And obviously there's only two of us at the table, so we don't really need the space. And anyway, his bed's lovely. Like, sometimes I look at it going, wow. But especially yesterday when I was in the kitchen, it was tucked in under the kitchen table. He has this lovely little mattress on the bottom. I give him a little pillow in case he wants to rest his paws up high. Huh. And he has his massive octopus teddy with the 8 tentacles, and he just loves it. And sometimes I'm genuinely when he's going to bed going, geez, I'd love a little nap in there.
Yeah.
Do you ever just wish you were smaller to be like, I'd love to cuddle up in a small space and have a sleep?
I know this sounds ridiculous, but I 100% know what you mean. I've always wanted to go to sleep in someone's pocket.
Yeah.
Well, do you know, like just in like a jean, in the jeans pocket while it's raining.
Do you ever get
or in someone's school bag.
Yeah. That's anxiety. You both need a weighted blanket. You both need to be compressed.
No, I definitely. When I was a kid and putting my dolls in the bag, I'd be like, I'd love to go for a nap in there with you.
Same.
Yeah. So not just Seamus's bed. There's other places I'd love a sleep.
Oh, go on.
I wish they'd let you go for a nap in the Snugs and a few pubs.
Oh, yeah.
They're just so lovely on a cold winter's day when you go in there and it's really warm. And
I always found the Snugs quite old school, like with literally a wooden bench.
Yeah, but sometimes they have a little bit of cushioning on the bottom and it's lovely.
Mm,
when you're getting
your
nails done, it's such a boring experience. Oh, just give me a headrest. I'll go. Just let me sleep. Do you ever get an examination at the doctor? You might be getting your smear, and I know it's a very invasive experience, but the bed when you lie down before she comes into is like, I'd have a little nap here.
You have to put your legs up.
Now, Emma, but
before they come in to do the business, you're just kind of lying there.
You're like, I would like to dissociate.
This curtain is closed here.
That's just a bed, Emma.
Do you know where I always get sleepy? It's not a good place. Don't ever fall asleep there. The drive-through car wash.
I did one of them yesterday.
I think it's just the sound and the vibe of being so enclosed with all those little washery things. If it wasn't for the hole, you have to move forward in this instance.
Yes.
I'd probably be gone. Do you ever look at the pile of dirty washing in the corner of your room and just go, I would get down there now and just go.
Yeah. I would. And my dog sleeps in there all the time. Like, say when I'm changing the sheets and the dirty sheets are on the floor, she just lies in it and stares.
So jealous. Wish I could be smaller. Yeah. Similar vibe, I suppose, to pets. I'm actually getting desperate talking about this. I'd love an experience to just be smaller. A packed suitcase. Imagine
this
is
very
strange.
No, I'm so with you. Like, I couldn't agree with you more.
The fluffy socks up top, and you're so little, and you're in there.
Ill.
Yeah, I think we might be.
Yeah.
And the really nice weather the last few days. Imagine curling up on a windowsill.
Yeah.
That'd be just lovely.
Yeah, with a nice blanket down.
And finally, it's such a shame we're so big, but I'd love to curl up on someone's lap.
Here, I have a film recommendation for you, Thumbelina. Please check it out.
I have an activity for you as well, therapy.
Please. I'm so glad you're on my vibe.
This week on the show, we are getting tasty with Taste of Dublin.
And I'm watching Orange is the New Black at the moment, and there's a girl in it called Tasty.
Tasty, I love her.
Yeah, she's so cool.
Oh, she's fab. She will not be at this event that I know of, but
love
and
Fiona.
Light to her. True that. She might want a small plate from Dublin. So, thank you, Tasty. So we are getting tasty, as I mentioned, with Taste of Dublin in association with international furnishing retailer Yisk. Enjoy Ireland's best chefs, hottest restaurants, finest artisan producers, and incredible live musical entertainment where food lovers feast.
Are you an artisan producer? Or are you just a radio producer?
No, I'm an English producer.
They will not be there.
Less representation from them at this festival. One thing they can't take from us.
So when is it on?
Oh, good. That's a good question, actually, Dave. It's on from Thursday 12th to Sunday 15th of June. Ooh. In Merrion Square it is. And you can get your tickets now from tasteofdublin.ie.
Or you can win them on our show any single day this week. Who will we get on this morning? Let's go with Megan. How are you?
Oh, great.
Hello. How are you?
You know what? If we weren't working on the radio and if I rang my family being like, hey, it's Em, and they were like, oh!
Yeah, wouldn't it be great?
I'd be thrilled.
No one ever reacts that way when you ring them, Megan. How are you? Are you off to work or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm on the way to work.
What do you do?
I'm a dentist.
Very nice.
I was just at the dentist yesterday.
You were? So what's your favourite tooth?
I don't know.
I can beat an incisor.
Do you love the B1? Do you love the C3?
Oh, yeah, all of them. Yeah.
Dave knows the jargon.
Yeah, I got you. All right, yeah. Megan, you are up to play with Taste of Dublin and potentially at the end of the week win this €1,000 Yusk voucher. We have a very small, fun game for you, though.
We've got 30 seconds on the clock. Producer Callum is going to hold up a load of different words. They're all kind of to do with food. We are going to describe them to you without saying the actual word. Your job is to guess the word you're describing. The more points you score, the better chance you'll have at the end of the week. Zoe was on yesterday, so you need to get a score of 6 or more to go top of the leaderboard to win that €1,000 Yusk voucher. But first, your job is to choose who you want to describe the words for you this morning. Will it be Emma, Dave or Fiona?
Emma.
Oh my God, again.
Thank God. Honestly, I'm going to be real with you, Megan. That's a great choice. She's very good at this.
We're stealing and living.
Okay, on 3, 2, 1, just keep shouting out. Let's get as many, many on the board as we can. Okay, Megan?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. You'd have them on toast. They're orange. They're orange. Heinz would do them.
Beans.
Yeah, okay, perfect. This is like a flavour of chewing gum and toothpaste. It's like also...
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, lovely. Irish are famous for them. We make chips out of them. They come from the ground.
They're also, potatoes.
Yeah. This is... Tato make these. They're a type of thing that you eat. They're really nice. Tato, King...
Press.
Yeah, lovely. And this is the type of thing you get at McDonald's. You'd get it... Christ.
Oh, you ran out of time. What did you think? You put it
in onions
on?
Bun.
Or a burger.
Yeah, it's a hamburger.
It's a hamburger specifically as well.
Hamburgers.
I let you down in the last one. I'm so sorry. You got to score 4, so you won't go top of the leaderboard, but you have won your tickets to Taste of Dublin.
Nice one, Megan.
Great, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Megan. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Good
bye.
Luck.
Bye. Oh, Christ. Isn't it really a good helping, descriptive word for a hamburger? But, when the panic kicks in. Another chance to move with Taste of Dublin and go top of the leaderboard to win that €1,000 Yusk voucher on tomorrow's show at the same time.
Spins Fully Charged is on. Waking you up
with McDonald's. Enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m. Spin
103.8 Dublin. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Welcome on in. Hope you're in good form. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Tuesday.
Good morning. I was gigging in Cavan over the weekend. That's when you know you've really made it.
Oh, you have made it.
As a comedian, when you are invited to the bright lights of Cavan Town.
Is that the Cavan Fringe Festival?
The Cavan Arts Festival.
Oh, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Same vibe.
Hey, you were there with Alison Spittle.
I was. My good friend Alison Spittle. We drove up and down from Dublin at 4 hours all together in the comedian car, just being like, hey, what's your biggest trauma? Who are the allegations going to come out about next? Oh, very, very juicy content all round. But it was honestly just the most stunning experience. Cavan is so gorgeous. Drive through lakes.
I know one place in Cavan and that's Cavan Town. No,
that's good. Yeah,
Virginia.
Virginia, I was just going to say, we stopped off in Virginia. We were feeling a bit peckish and we were like, will we eat in Cavan Town? Will we stop off? We texted another comedian, Kev McGarren, who's from Cavan, who was raging at me before when I was like, there's nowhere to stop for food on the drive back from Cavan. And he just went quiet for a while and I realised he was Googling on his phone, checking stop-offs, and he was like, yeah, I guess there is. But we were driving through Virginia and we saw a place called Sushi Mania. And we were like, are we taking our lives into our own hands, stopping off for sushi in landlocked Cavan? But this place was...
Such a good point.
I was like, what's going to happen
whatever
here?
Whatever's there is not fresh.
We have to be on stage in an hour. It was incredible.
Really?
They did the, so they did like all the typical fishy sushi. Then they also did from the land. You had lamb sushi.
Now that's
had,
a bit of me.
You had black pudding sushi with Ballymaloe relish.
Oh my God.
You had all sorts. Alison got a beetroot kombucha, but I realised...
That is what I call sushi mania.
Oh, it was sushi mania in Virginia, County Cavan. But we kind of realised we were coming across as such arseholes. We didn't mean it at all. But we were like, we walked into sushi mania and we were like, this is incredible.
In Cavan.
You've got kombucha. Is that a jar of kimchi?
In Cavan.
We didn't mean in Cavan. We were just, it was a stunning place. Dublin, London. Like Alison lives in London. She'd be seeing all sorts of sushi places. But I have to say, Sushi Mania, shout out. If you're driving through Cavan, if you're after a wedding in Virginia, please. I can't
imagine how annoying it must be to have been with someone from London going to Cavan. Like, oh, you have... I was throwing it back to that Rachel Galvo video. It's like, oh, you have oat milk. Oh, wow.
Literally. At first, the girls working there seemed happy to see us. And by the end, they were like,
get these jobs away.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
It's Mark Amber and Belong Together. Emma, Dave and Fiona here with you on Spin.
Good morning. What's going on? I saw a tweet the other day that was just like, whoever invented righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, thank you so much. And I was like, that's actually such a good point. I use that on the daily anything. Like, I do be going around the house with a screwdriver being like, I'll put you in and I'll screw you in. And just, I like to make sure that the house is tippy-toppy shape.
Very good.
Very, very nice. But I always remember, I have a sun lounger and the thing needs to, you need to twist these things to like make sure the sun lounger stays in place. And I'm always like, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. And I use it every day.
I do it all the time too, man.
And then I realised that there was loads of other things that I've learned in my 30 years. Oh my God, I'm 30. That was such a realisation. I hated that. But yeah, in my 30 years that I use on the daily to remember certain things. So I would like to thank the creators of all of these sayings because I love them. Oh. And I think you'll recognise some of them. The L on your left hand is for left.
Oh, I use that.
So when you pick up, if you put up your left hand.
Yeah.
If you put up your left hand and you have the thumb and the index finger, it makes an L. L for left.
Beautiful.
So good.
I never knew that.
And that's how you know it was the left hand.
I always forget my left from right. It's so bad.
We give an honorary shout out to I before E except after C.
Oh, well done.
Very good.
Top tier. Use it every day.
There's one exception to that rule. I can't remember what it is.
Or when sounded in A as in neighbour and way.
I've never heard that one before.
I before E, except after C, or when sounded in A, as in neighbour and way. So like in neighbour, it's E before I, and in way, like weighing scale, it's E before I. So that's the full poem.
Right.
So I got an A1 in Leaving Cert English.
Damn you, I got a B1.
Ah, close.
I passed.
Hey!
Here we go with the best one I have on the list.
Okay.
30 days has September.
Oh, April,
such
June.
A good one. I sing that to myself so constantly.
All the time. Yep. It's so good.
Except for February with 28. In a leap year, once in four, February has one day more.
Yes. I have never heard of that bit.
That's the extra bit at the end.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that bit.
Mine goes...
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
30 days has September, April, June and November. All the rest have 31, but February with 28 days. In a leap year, once in four, February has one day more.
What the hell? Mine always 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest of 31 except for February all alone.
Ours was 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest of 31, except for February alone, which has but 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year.
I'm terrible.
From Victorian times.
But no, we were like, in a leap year, once in four, February has one day more. Anyway, sorry about that.
28 days.
Finish this one. In 1492,
ooh,
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
A bit American.
Yeah, very American, but I always remembered it. Always remembered. And he had the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Very good. That
from Step Brothers.
Yeah. Educational film.
Never eat shredded wheat.
Yes!
Yeah.
I said this to my housemates. They hadn't a clue.
No, that's so good.
Never north. Eat east. Shredded south. Wheat west. Never eat shredded wheat. And that is how I know. I use it every single day.
This is very British for you. The one that I would know.
Bring it to here.
Yeah, we love that.
Naughty elephant squirt water.
Oh.
Sick. We would never use the word.
The word naughty as well. Get away.
No, no Irish person in their right mind can say the word squirt in the same sentence
as the word naughty.
That sentence gets
naughty
a 0 out of 10
squirt
for me.
In the one sentence is disgusting.
I'm so sorry.
Absolutely horrendous.
I'm so sorry for our producer.
It was meant to be a really lovely segment.
And I'd like to apologise.
We're here having a bit of crack. We're remembering childhood memories. And Colin has to come in and make an absolute... Talk about elephant squirt.
And use the word naughty, which I think should make him just seriously get back to England.
Don't worry, I'll fix it, guys. Country.
I'm going to save
you.
It. I'm going to pull it back. My very educated mother just showed us 9 planets.
Is that like Mars?
Mars,
Venus,
Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. My very educated mother just showed us 9 planets.
That's nice.
Too late. Now
well.
You're talking about mothers and squirting. It's honestly.
How about this one? Richard of York gave battle in vain.
Ah, yeah, that's the colours of the rainbow.
The colours of the rainbow. Richard, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Richard of York gave battle in vain. Every good boy deserves Fanta.
I know it, but what's
I think they were the scales for piano.
Oh,
yeah, EDGAF or something. Every good boy deserves Fanta. Spring forward, fall back.
Yeah,
I use
that's
that
a good
all
one.
The time.
Very handy, yeah, big fan.
Stalactites hang tight to the ceiling. Yeah. Stalagmites might reach it.
I love that one.
That's, yeah, it's good to, like, you know. Sun rises in the east. Why? Because yeast rises.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like making some bread.
Men in STEM.
Vowels, I owe you a E. I owe you a E.
Mm-hmm.
I-O-U-N-E. I-O-U-N-E.
Ah.
I-O-U-N-E. I would like to thank Jim Carrey for this one. B-E-A-U-T-E-F-L.
Very good.
B-E-A-U-T-E-F-L. And then, the last one, which I use way more often than I thought I ever would. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes, that is a very good one.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Every time I'm spelling that out.
All I need now is for someone to make a song spelling the word calendar because I get it wrong every single time.
Oh, yeah.
C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R, C-A-L-A-N-D-A-R.
E-N-D-A-R.
My thing yesterday was so mid to try and get you to remember. I was like, Cal-N-D-A-R. Like, no hook, no nothing. Can someone do something good with that, please?
Can I just bring it back to the compass? I promise I won't say...
Compass now.
So Vanessa has been in touch saying that hers was... So yours was Never Eat Shredded Wheat.
Yeah.
Mine was naughty elephant squirt water. And she says, Vanessa says, never eat slimy worms.
Ew.
That's okay, I mean, yeah, true.
I mean, yeah, true.
Yeah. You shouldn't eat those.
So,
well, look to all those people. Vanessa.
Thank you very, very much to all of those people who came up with them because I use them on the daily.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Yeah.
Love it.
Honestly, the other day when I was trying to sort out the hose and get water out of it, I was like, no, but or sorry, when I was finished, I was like, oh wait, you don't like squirting yourself with water? Ew.
Stop saying squirt on the radio, please. The love of God. You did that on purpose.
I did it. Number one hit music station, you're on Spin. There is Lola Young. Good morning,
morning
to you.
Morning.
Kendrick Lamar is on the Grand National Tour at the moment. Stadiums all around the world with SZA. And basically, one of the menus, the drinks menus at one of the gigs, it was from the gig in Seattle the other night, went up on Instagram and I came across that someone had taken a photo of it. It was just very smart. They used like some of his song titles to describe some of the drinks on the menu. There was soft drinks for under 18 and that section was called A Minor.
Wow.
That is so
from
good.
The song, of course.
Yes.
For the minors, and it was obviously just like, yeah, fizzy drinks and stuff like that. But I was thinking, we need to kind of get on this a little bit more when it comes to gigs and offer certain food options. I think especially for the arena gigs, they're always quite a big day out, aren't they? Rather than just popping to the three arena. Going to a stadium gig, I feel like, is where you're spending a few quid, you're probably staying in a hotel and, you know, if you're not living
it's
in
it's your big day out.
At Lola Young, we just played her song Messy. It's right there. I just want a sloppy and messy Sunday roast. All the trimmings, all
sloppy,
the gravy.
No, not big fan of that word.
Oh,
now,
no, sloppy gravy all over some sloppy
no,
spuds.
No, stop. Oh, I hate it. Oh,
the
I hate
adjectives
it so
on the show this morning, I'm not loving.
No.
Right, okay. Billie Eilish, a Birds of a Feather special. Everything on offer is chicken goujons, turkey burgers, fried duck. And then for her matinee show, it could be an elaborate lunch menu.
Yes.
Oh, because lunch.
Because she has a song called Lunch.
Yeah.
Is everyone clear?
She wants
and
to
inside
eat that
the
girl
box, there's a girl.
Yeah. She wants to eat that girl for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're with you.
But no, I'd imagine the likes of lunch menu, like the chicken, Caesar wraps, the avocado toast. Lunch, in my opinion, the best meal of the day. A good out club sandwich.
Ooh.
Shaboozy obviously had the song, a bar song that did so well for him. Just classic pub grub at a Shaboozy gig, please. I'd like to be sitting there listening to a bar song while having soup and a Sambo.
Oh,
dipping in to a bit of leek and potato soup. Too Sweet, Hozier, if that was a tour, that he was to bring the Too Sweet tour on tour. Nothing but jellies and chocolate bars and brownies.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost you all, haven't I?
Yeah.
You're not into it.
No, it's great.
I'm kind of confused. Is this like a music festival?
No, this is an imagining. Okay.
Where are all these playing?
Yeah, this sounds great. Why are you focused on the menus?
No, this is just an imagining on the back of the Kendrick Lamar menu.
I think that's
going viral. Mm-hmm. There's lots to play with there, but I think in particular, Tate McRae missed a trick over the weekend.
I know what you're going to say. Tate on McRae.
I was going to say nothing but mate, a Tate.
Nothing
but mate. Oh, yeah.
Okay, look, there's a reason I'm not the comedian on this. Tate McRae, Revolving Door on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Guess what?
Go on.
We still have a holiday to give away.
Oh,
we do.
We do not. You're joking.
We'd love you to win this morning. Come on, we all need a lift, yeah? Let's get a big, you know, Fiona's never experienced a winning moment on the golden ticket.
Yeah, come on, do it for me, if anyone.
Bedlam.
I have never been to Fuerteventura.
Neither have I.
Oh.
I honestly think it looks amazing. I don't know why I've never been.
Here, Dave loves a spelling bee. We've been talking about this holiday for what feels like forever. Spell Fuerteventura there. It's been on your sheet for about 2 months.
Fuerteventura.
So close. After the T, it's an E rather than an A.
Oh, stop.
Apart from that, you're spot on.
That's annoying.
It's a tough word to spell.
Fuerteventura.
Yeah. Now you're proper Spanish.
All right, it's all thanks to Sunride.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. We're going to sort you out with your flights, 7 nights, Pierre and Vacancies Village. Take this off us. All you got to worry about after winning is kicking back, relax, enjoy the sun, and whenever you want to do it. I'd recommend doing it when there's a bit of sun, which, to be honest, is probably about 99% of the time in Fuerteventura.
Yeah, make hay while the sun is shining.
That's it.
If you want to register to play this morning, you just need to message us the word golden to 087-711-1038. You've got to be over 18 to play, and full terms are on the website.
That's golden in a WhatsApp, please. 087-711-1038, and you could be winning a holiday before 10 a.m.
Here we go. Congratulations.
Song is absolutely flying it in the Irish charts. Wizzy MC, Bees and Honey, and Show Me Love on Spin.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah.
Gorgeous. All right, let's get you away on a holiday. Well, we want to sort you out with 7 nights in the sun, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
The place you could be going is a place called Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura.
Is Fuerteventura a country?
Good question. I don't know. We've been talking about this for so long.
You'll find out.
I think Fuerteventura is just a state of mind.
Rachel is on to give this a go this morning. It sounds really quiet where you are. You must be in the office, Rachel. Where do you work?
Well, I work in the civil service, so.
Oh, yeah, good. Nice and vague.
That's why you're so quiet.
Nice and vague. Be more vague.
Keeping quiet about that.
Fun and games.
Rachel, can't relate.
Well, listen, let's try and sort you out with a holiday if we can over to Fuerteventura. Have you been on holiday? Do you have any holiday plans for this summer?
No, not really. I'm trying to go to America next year, so we're just going to
save.
We were there last year, so.
Where in America?
Back again next year. We went over to Orlando last year. Oh. We went like on a big family holiday, so me and my sister are trying to go back next year now.
Oh, that sounds like something Callum would do. Are you into all the Disney stuff?
Oh, 100%.
I hear she's got Olaf in her profile picture.
Ah.
On WhatsApp.
Well, for a long time, Callum had Shrek in his profile picture, but that's gone now,
and
sadly.
So, Rachel, are you a Disney adult?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear.
I'm so sorry.
You're going where on Wednesday?
Going to see the new Lilo and Stitch movie.
Oh, actually looks so good.
Does it? Was there any need?
But it's live action, and I'm not a huge one for these live action things, but this looks phenomenal.
Okay, fine, Rachel. I'll do my Stitch impression. Fine. Oh, Hannah means family. Oh. Family means nobody gets left behind.
Oh, what did I just witness?
That's actually really good.
I've never seen that. Can you explain the terms and conditions for the golden ticket in the Stitch voice?
This is Emma and Dave's and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Have you heard this game before, Rachel?
I've heard it once, but I don't remember it.
All right, I'm going to run you through it. Basically, in essence, Rachel, some songs are going to play and you need to guess them. It's as simple as that, okay? 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and you need to guess 5 songs and artists in order to do that. If you do that, you will win that trip to Fuerteventura. Make sense?
Okay, yeah.
All right, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, which is really, really handy, Rachel. It just means if you don't know it, you just go swap and we'll swap it out for a new one. Obviously, we can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Rachel?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Clondalkin.
Rachel from Clondalkin.
Good luck, Rachel.
Best of luck.
Good luck.
25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I could go and read your mind.
Think about your dumb face. Oh, Tate McRae, Read Your Mind.
No.
Grace Adams.
It's the other one, Gracie.
Do you want to swap it? Just say swap.
Swap.
Okay, swap it out, yeah.
Gracie Abrams, and That's So True, but good on you. Yeah, it's so funny. Recently, we've had constant swaps on song one.
Yeah.
And then people seem to do really well after that. Maybe it's just kind of getting into the mind frame of the whole
thing. That's what's going to happen here.
You were doing Gracie Adams if she was Jerry Adams' illegitimate daughter, which I love that slant on the song, to be honest. But you've reset the clock. You're back to 25 seconds for five songs. So let's do it.
That's so true.
That is so
All right, let's go for a brand new song one. 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Can't be scared, I'm an early
bird. It's 10 o'clock before I see you. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Baby, when there's too much sugar in something. Yeah, stop the clock. She said it. Well done.
Hosier and Too Sweet. Well done.
14 seconds left on the clock for four more songs. Can you do it? I think you can, but just get it as quick as you can with shouting out who and what you think is happening.
Yeah, Rachel, I just start shouting out a load of artists and a load of song titles and you may land. Yeah. You may land.
Trying to figure it out in your head, really.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, but let's go for song two. I think you're going to know this one. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I'm so mature, collected and sensible,
except when I get hit. Oh, with
most famous, yeah.
Yeah, and she's everywhere at the moment. She's
doing bits.
Please.
No, the other one.
No.
3, 2, 1.
Damn. Ah, Rachel.
Sabrina Carpenter.
I can literally hear the song and all. Like, yeah. I can sing it in my head.
She's like you, Rachel. She's a busy woman.
She's working towards that pension.
Yeah.
Rachel, sorry it couldn't happen for you today, but it was an absolute pleasure to chat to you.
I hope you had fun, Rachel.
Okay, thanks so much.
Good luck. Bye, have
Rachel.
A great day.
Talk to you later. And it remains another day tomorrow.
And is Fuerteventura a country?
No, who knows? It's a group of islands. Yeah, it's not really.
There we go.
Another chance to win your way there in tomorrow's show right now. Hosier and Too Sweet. Gracie Abrams, that's called That's So True. And this is Spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Welcome in, Matt Cooper. I am coming for your gig, discussing the important issues that everyone needs to know about every morning.
To be fair, you do have the last word.
Thank you. I do. Yeah, quite literally. So
it's great. We just get to put our feet up.
You do. So I'm very good to you. This morning on my segment, what's the crack with Labubu?
I have no idea what Labubu is.
Sounds like Pokemon.
It does a little bit. And it's awakened a need, maybe a nostalgic need for comfort and fluffiness in the modern young woman. So if you've
I have no idea what this is.
Okay, so have you seen girls on Instagram opening these little mystery bags and out comes this disgusting little teddy thing?
Oh, you're going to annoy a lot of people.
It's got a fluffy little body, but then it's got a hideous face.
Oh, God.
And you attach it to your handbag.
No, I've not seen
these. Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah. They're like a handbag charm. Labubu.
Are they designer?
Labubi.
I've not seen them. I don't like the look of them, though.
Yeah, they're not designer. They're from Pop Mart, Chinese toy company.
It's so random, the things that take off.
But they're taking off with the designer community. Like, women who spend big money on bags, they're adorning them with Labubus.
Okay, so you'd,
Scarlet
would
you
get
you're
like
a 50-year-old woman walking in Louis Vuitton, you've got one of a Labubu hanging off your bag.
Would you get a Gucci bag and then a Labubu?
You get a Gucci bag and a Labubu. I've seen a girl on TikTok who has a Chanel bag. They go for about $7,000. She's got a Labubu attached to it, and the Labubu has its own tiny Chanel bag. Oh,
that's so good. And its own Labubu attached to that?
It does. Where does it end?
That actually makes me furious.
Do you know what? But I feel like it's a sign of the times. Do you know,
why?
For a while it was like, okay, we're never going to afford a house. Let's just buy the €7 iced coffee. That's not cutting it anymore. People need furry comfort. People need something to hold at night.
The jelly babies kicked off as well with this, didn't they?
The jelly cats.
That one, yeah.
That's for children. These are for 35
but these things,
women.
Like, I was talking about these jelly cats a couple of weeks ago. They sold them in BTs and they're like 60 quid. No. They're mad money. Would you,
go on. Please, I'm taking questions on behalf of the Labubu community.
Are people not embarrassed for these women?
No, people like, are loving it. It might be something that they'll look back on in a few years' time and be like,
Do you remember when I had all those rabbits hanging off my bag?
But a grown woman carrying around a teddy off your handbag.
Do you not have teddies you go to bed with and all?
What?
Do you not?
No.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I think it is weird, but like girls do that.
Okay, so
like
listen,
you have grown women going to
please
like
tell me yeah, you go to bed
no,
with a
teddy. No, I don't
Fiona.
Go to bed with a teddy and I don't have a Labubu.
No shade if you do, by the way.
Right, we love you. Please keep listening. My friend who lives in Dubai, she's after buying about 25 of these. She really fixates on things.
25?
But she's got a load of them hanging off her bag, right? And then she shared on Instagram the other day, you can actually go to a nail salon in Dubai and get your Labubu's teeth gemmed. You can get the teeth bedazzled.
Honestly, I'm
the
actually
Labubu.
Done.
The
I'm done.
Boom is back.
Oh,
I don't know.
Stop.
This is
consumerism and boss.